Добрый день, дорогие товарищи. Мы сегодня с вами на очередном нашем виртуальном уроке. Все мы вместе.
Good day, dear friends. Once again, we meet at our virtual lesson. We're all anticipating our upcoming congresses, the closest one that will be taking place this coming Sunday, or not, 2 weeks from now. And then the men's congress that will take place the following week, following weekend. And perhaps you have questions, and we've also collected questions, and our friends will be Apologies, the German is coming through instead of Russian. Cannot translate.
Направление в объединении, исходя из ваших советов на утренних уроках. Второй блок — это конгресс в Орове, пламя в пустыне. И третий блок — это женский конгресс. Ну вот, первый вопрос, пожалуйста.
Waiting for technical difficulties to get resolved. Please bear with us.
Нам необходимо, вы так ощущаете, нам необходимо прийти в следующем году к состоянию, когда мы будем более смешанными между собой, даже над языками, стать как салат. То есть, с одной стороны, есть физическое взаимодействие, с другой — виртуальное, товарищи виртуальном. И вот необходимо это соединить. Вопрос такой. Как нам стать, как нам реализовать вот этот ваш совет, рекомендацию, стать менее изолированными, отделенными друг от друга, чтобы...
Your recommendation to become more isolated, separated from each other, to erase all boundaries. And it's best to be done through a joint mutual work. If we work together, if people produce what they do, articles, books, all sorts of blogs, notes, clips, and so on, if all these things will be disseminated between those who study, for instance, I make a clip, then all of our friends in the world, no matter how many languages, they must all receive this clip right away. And if it matches the place where they're located, they can immediately translate it, localize it, or maybe even ask us to localize it for them. And we will do this for them, and so on. This work is essentially our mutual field where we'll be able to work together and mingle, and not only virtually, but in all fields, all areas. Additionally, we continue to unite more and more in these workshops of ours and all kinds of other activities. Also, next year we have essentially a congress every month planned in the different parts of the world, different countries. So I think that we will still be meeting in all different places and participate in all these congresses. So there will be an opportunity for us to communicate. Additionally, I would recommend that all the people that are working together in certain area to always be connected together, especially when it relates to virtual dissemination. And I think this is the most important thing for us, to take all these things and to combine them in such a way that we would cut on time and produce as many products as possible. So the main focus is to work together when creating material, and those who don't have the opportunity, don't have this talent for it, for them to study. In order to disseminate a material, a finished material in the internet, you don't really need any skills. For instance, in Israel, we have about 800 people who are working in this area. When anything is produced and we need to disseminate it on the internet, we give it to them, and they begin to simply scattering it everywhere, all across, all over the internet. And this gives them work, and they collaborate, they work together with us, they participate with us in this mutual web, and this is how we communicate with them. In anticipation of the Ida Law Congress, the entire world is preparing for it in trepidation, and you feel this, everything, the heat is rising. We wanted to clarify this declaration of mutual guarantee. This morning you said that we need to try to reformulate the declaration of the mutual guarantee in one paragraph so that it would touch everyone, the heart of everyone. What is this paragraph you would include into the declaration? The purpose of the mutual guarantee is that we need to give every single friend a sensation of our mutual guarantee over him, where he would automatically, naturally, whether he wants to or not, he would lose all concern over himself. In this, we would neutralize his ego. This is a special opportunity that exists in the mutual guarantee, and that is why it is listed as a necessary condition for advancement, spiritual advancement. We know that the entire spiritual advancement, spiritual ascension, spiritual field exists above our ego. We walk above it. We walk in the quality of bestowal. But how do you enter into this quality? We have no idea. We see that we're always being rejected from this ego. Only it constantly governs me, it twists me in all these variations, and you cannot rise above it. This is actually impossible. This is done purposefully so that we could reach it only in unity, because we can only rise above it by uniting together. So as we begin to unite, and in this unity, and in this unity to influence the friends, in this they lose their ego. In the course of this, they lose the ego. We give them the type of care that a mother gives to her child, her infant that's in her hands, and he feels completely secure. He doesn't think about himself. The sensation is missing in him. He simply exists in the state, I don't know, you want to call it nirvana, I don't know what else to call it, but it is a complete absence of alarm, and the ego disappears in this situation, and the person is free to think about very different things. And our influence, this kind of influence over the friend will strip him of his ego. This is the power of the mutual guarantee, this very special quality. So if we develop within us this collaboration to give every one of us this sensation, then these people who receive this from us, they receive this perception, they will simply leap out of their ego, and they will ascend in what's called faith above reason, and they will immediately begin to feel the upper world. This doesn't depend on the individual, it depends on the environment, and this is the environment that we build together between us with mutual guarantee. When we concentrate so as to complement one another in this state and feel the support. So if I were to formulate it in one sentence, I would say as follows. Then this is an aimed collaboration between us, or partnership, so as to evoke in every one of us a sense of complete security, absolute security, and a natural departure from the ego. Maybe we could clarify one other topic. We know that the group in this particular city, or the entire world group together, they're different. Some are more easier malleable, and others are less. How would you recommend really to make an impact on everyone's hearts, rather than this just be a simple piece of paper? The thing is, this is not something that can be done continually on a regular basis, but even an impulse like impact on the person when you present him with the opportunity and he rises above his ego, whether or not he wants to, because he begins to feel from you this sensation of security. In so doing, you're as if push him out of this world, because our whole world is felt, is perceived because of this sensation of alarm and panic and anxiety. That's because our ego forces us, compels us to feel and behave in this way. So this impulse, this influence that creates this sensation, even for a short period of time, it gives a person, it gradually builds within a person an aspiration towards this state of rising above himself, so much so that he truly begins to look for ways of reaching this on a permanent basis and not in these short spans, short bursts. This can be a means of our advancement forward, and I truly hope that as a result of these efforts, of our exertions that are coming up at this Congress in the desert, that we will reach at least these disconnections from our world, very real disconnections, and people will acquire the sensation, the flavor of exiting our world, and they will begin to work more, they'll begin to be more goal-oriented. With respect to our current framework, how can we use them in their daily lessons and workshops as we prepare for the Congress? Meaning, what should be our attitude towards preparation in these days? The same. This absolutely the same. We keep working in the same directions. Always doing these exercises when I hope that in my aspiration, in my inner effort, I want to influence the friends in such a way that they begin to sense my care for them, and they are therefore released from their ego. They become liberated from the ego. There is no reason to ask for any special event for this to happen. Every day, every hour, we can return to this, and as a result, we'll be successful. Another question: how can we check every day, verify that we're preparing for the Congress the best possible way? Are there any criteria for these? For this, the criteria are that I need to sense that environment, that mutuality that we are gradually creating, for me to feel myself existing in it, exiting myself. This is what we feel at congresses. We had a really good congress in Novosibirsk, for instance. And in these circumstances, because we know what it is to be not within myself, but within something neutral, to be in this state. I feel this when I work with the groups, I give lessons and workshops, when I write my blog, and I present my readers, or meet with my readers. I'm always trying to be together with everyone. And this gradually builds this, begets this sensation when I turns to we. It's not a problem here, but I think there is a point that needs clarification. At a Congress, we are together. and there is a type of concentration where the whole world is together. But in your regular life, how can you create that? Does it need to be a series of some kind of events where everyone adds something? How do you build this? No, Congress is a Congress, but in reality the work is not in the Congress itself, but between the Congresses, when every person can control himself and sense where he is, what is his state, what does he go to bed with, what's the thought that he wakes up with, the very first thought. Truly, the very first thought when you wake up, it tells us about a great many things. It tells us what you have, where you were, and what you thought about as you were sleeping. And these very concrete verifications and aspirations can help us attain a great deal. The Congress is only there to fuel us, to help us make to rush forward, to make that burst. But the actualization of these efforts happens between Congresses. Do you recommend specific materials to go through during lessons or workshops in order to build this mutual desire so that we're always moving towards the Congress? For instance, right now we are listening to these radio fragments throughout the lesson passages. Does it help? Yes, it helps a great deal. Well, I've said many times before that everyone needs to have a headphone in one ear, and to always have it to have it working. Even if a person isn't actively concentrating on it, it gradually fills him. That's the environment, that's society that he surrounds himself with, to always have a small window in his computer with where our material would be playing, our internet channel, or maybe something else, to always come back. 4 times a day may not be enough, although if everyone does it, it creates a certain force. But we all need to aspire individually to not be separate from the influence that we can evoke, we can impact. But this is aside from the morning lesson. I don't think it's necessary about preparation. We can take passages from the morning lesson, and this is what's already being done, and all kinds of clips are being cut and made, and they're put up on my blog and on other blogs, other places, and I think that these things need to be watched if you have the time. Most people don't have the time. They're busy. But it's good if they're always connected in some way. Rav, today we have on Srivatava, every day the friends upload 4 passages for preparation to the lesson, and at a certain, at a specific time, the whole world connects and listens, and this is a very, very powerful action. I have a question. These criteria, the thoughts, my thoughts when I go to sleep, my thoughts when I wake up, then from the moment when I wake up to the lesson, during the lesson, then at a certain points throughout the day, is that enough? Is that sufficient? Generally, yes, that's sufficient. But if he can make it so that at every moment of the day there's something, our material is in his ear, that would be even better. When I was studying with Rabash, I essentially disconnected from the rest of the world. I had nothing in my house that would distract me from this. I was always with him, or at home, or at the lesson, and always with this material. And this was the case over a period of many years. We have a few questions from the internet. John from Chicago asks, how can we give our friends the sensation that we care for them like a mother? We need to show this to them. By the way, Rabash writes about this. You need to show your friend that you care for them, you think about them, You must ask him about this. You must write him a text message or an email about, ask him how he's doing, tell him that you're thinking about him, and so on. We absolutely must show our care for others. This is an infectious example. It will force him to act the same way, to behave the same way. Otherwise, he'll feel that he's lagging behind and he's not participating in this. Question from Europe. Why is the language barrier and when the groups, why is it a barrier? Why is it an obstacle? We need to realize that the language barriers, the different languages, this stems from Babylon. It is a special, it's deliberate that we have so many languages. They're there so that we could rise above them and overcome what separates us. We need to think of ways to do that. There are all kinds of translators on the internet, translators of text and interpreters, oral interpreters. Maybe we can start working with them so that we wouldn't be so dependent on language. Another question. Between the Men's Congress and the Women's Congress in Israel, we'll have thousands of friends from the World CLI coming. And it reminds us, it's very reminiscent of the big Congress in Ganei Torucha. The question, do you think that friends should exert all possible efforts in order to make it here for these congresses? I would say as follows. There are congresses that are essentially essential to attend. Like we had a congress in Novosibirsk and we tried to have the maximum quantity of people, at least from that area, from Siberia. And that's what happened, and I was very happy. And I'm not even talking about, you know, Moscow, St. Petersburg, south of Russia. We will have another congress like this in St. Petersburg. We'll have another one, I hope, in Krasnoyarsk. And also, we will try to assemble the maximum amount of people that live in those areas. As far as a congress here in Arava, in the desert, well, first of all, it's a men's congress. I know that lots and lots of women will be coming for the women's congress. Women will be coming from abroad, from other countries, but that's their business. They're burning so brightly that this is the first women's congress. For men, I don't know. I always look at things very soberly, and I think that if a person has never been at such an event, it would be desirable for him to attend just once. We have such men's congresses twice a year, let's say, once in the north, once in the south. If there is a way, then of course he should attend, but not at any cost. So this brings us to participation criteria. There are many new friends, many groups who will be doing mirror congresses because they can't attend, they can't come here. So should the criteria apply to everyone, everywhere in the world, or should groups decide for themselves? I get a lot of questions like this. You know, my group wants to come, but I want to go, but my group is not going. What should I do? Usually I say that then you need to stay with your group. If a group is making a mirror congress, and this is a good, strong, united group, he cannot. He doesn't have the right to leave it. It's not, if it's people who get together that aren't normally a group, you know, when they gather, when they can, on special occasions, then he doesn't have to be there, he can come, but otherwise he has to stay. So there are different criteria, different groups. There are young groups, there are more older groups. Like here, for instance, should we do a close Congress only for the internal friends, or should we open it and give the opportunity to participate to as many people as possible? This really depends on the size of your center. If the center is big enough. Well, I see right now that you have one room in Kiev that's basically full. There's really not that much space. Maybe if you have another space, I would do this. The thing is that if you have the opportunity to give people the chance to attend, but they need to come for at least for a full day, for one day, let's say. If they can do that, then I would give those people a chance to attend as well. Of course, make sure that there is room for men and women, for everyone. The most important is to give the main group the opportunity, and then for everybody else. Here, we're not going to be checking people. We're going to be letting everybody in. It can be even a person who's never participated in a lesson, maybe just saw us on TV once. If he watches our channel on TV, we're not going to ask him how often do you watch us. So come and be with us. So you may be shocked. That's also good. The same criteria for the Women's Congress. The Women's Congress and the Men's Congress, the criteria are the same. We need to give the women the opportunity to be separate from the men participating. Only they shouldn't mingle. They shouldn't. It'd be better if they were in a different space, because this is a purely men's gathering. And maybe we can move on to questions that deal with both men and women. Next Sunday we'll have a dedicated to women. Yes, the next lesson we have a week from now is going to be dedicated to the Women's Congress. So these are questions that actually bother both men and women. What should we expect at these upcoming congresses, the Arava Congress and the Women's Congress? Oh, from the Women's Congress, honestly, I expect a great deal, because this is the main part of our world CLI. It is a tremendous force. The problem with women is that they are more passive than men. I would say actually more modest, not passive. They're actually very active, but they're more... They stay to the side, and all the fruits of their efforts they very willingly give to men. That's the nature of a woman, and in this they are closer to bestowal than men. And this needs to be recognized. Women do a great deal, but we don't feel it. So I am very happy to welcome their participation. Besides, I think in terms of a quantity of people in the groups all around the world, I think we have more women than men, and this is a great force, especially now when all of humanity is gradually beginning to move towards a new kind of state that they don't know what it is yet. Participation of women is very, very essential to us. We need their desire, their aspiration. We need their pressure on the men. We need to make them more active, for them to pressure us to, like at home, a wife pressures her husband. He's always under her control, and we need to feel this. And then we'll be able to advance better, more effectively. So here, on the one hand, we need to separate our work to men's work and women's work, and certain events, happenings, separate them to men's and women's, but we need to encourage the women's part towards unity and mutual work, collaboration, give them all the opportunity to create one great mass of powerful desire that would force us to actualize our goal. We have a question. How do I know if I'm pressuring my husband? Do I need other women's support for this? Well, maybe should, maybe you do. Maybe you can also influence your husband through other men. I don't know the state of her husband, but if she's asking, then he's probably okay. This is very important when a man feels that his wife appreciates his spiritual work, that she pays attention, that she actively participates, that she as if controls him. This is very important. This disciplines the man very well and aims him correctly. I have many questions from the Kiev women. What is the reason that the first Women's Congress will be taking place? What did we do to deserve it? It's first of all, the men, we need your support and your pressure. That's one. Second of all, and this is not the first time I say this, I've said this many years ago, literally many, many years ago I began to talk about this. But now, this is truly what we need, what we are missing, both we and you, us and you. So a serious women's group that would unite and give a this mutual force, mutual desire, that will influence the men, that will organize itself and pressure the men. For me, as the leader of this whole world group, it's very important. Help us, help me deal with your men. So the question, what should be the state of the men after the Women's Congress? The men after the Women's Congress need to be, need to feel as if they owe, they need to fulfill the women's will. And this is what we study in Kabbalah. The aviyut, meaning the women's desires, they rise to the men and the men actualize them. That's how it works in nature. This is interesting. It's very difficult for women to work together. How can they do this? How can they work together, collaborate, and do all these tasks together if they simply can't stand working at one another? This usually is the case in the beginning, especially for women who are not used to working with one another. Every woman is as if on her own, and she doesn't need to communicate with others as long as she has a certain connection with the man. But for spiritual advancement, it's necessary for women to be connected and influence the men accordingly. Therefore, the upper goal needs to force them to unite. And when they begin to unite, they will feel that this is possible, that suddenly they can rise above this beastly dislike and to be together. This will be possible. I can already feel that they're doing this. We are the only organization that can show women how to truly unite together above their nature. And this is realistic. This can be done. Alexei from Kazakhstan is asking, what should the men do? The men need to show the women that they are expecting this, that their connection, their unity depends on this, and they really depend on this great desire from the women to shake up the men, to give them this impulse, for them to feel obligated to ascend to a new level, to fulfill this woman's glee. I have another question. How do you effectively connect to the Creator and to this common mutual work without being in contact with the men? This happens automatically. We're not talking about a physical contact. When we arise to the spiritual level, the men and women connect to one another because we all have, each one of us has the female and male part. And there is no more division between men and women. Therefore, we had the great female Kabbalists in history. Prophetesses who had reached the states, the spiritual levels called prophets. It's the level of God the Absolute, a very exalted level where very few men have reached it, have attained it. So women are by no means smaller than the men, they're just as capable, but the only thing is you need to overcome these external, corporal, minor, I would say, beastly obstacles. Animal obstacles. What does the Women's Congress mean for us? How do we use this time as best as possible to form our desire? What clarifications should we come to? Women need to prepare for their Congress. We'll be talking about this next time. They need to prepare for this Congress very seriously so that they could disconnect fully from everything. Ideally, we want only them, only women, to be in this space. The men shouldn't be there even serving them, to fully disconnect and free themselves of all tasks, all household chores and worries. Men need to undertake all of the things, all of these chores, to let the women participate fully. So the men need to help the women organize this Congress. So we're beginning this preparation here already today. We have men here writing out all the things that they will need to do. We're already talking about today which salads we'll be preparing for them. Yes. We already had a sampling. They were talking about all how many chairs we'll be bringing them, how many screens. They requested that they have 4 big screens in that space. We are doing everything we can to arrange, provide them with the right conditions. It's the right circle. Then they'll be serving themselves. We're helping them prepare, giving them everything they need, and then we're leaving them alone. And, of course, I'll be there with them on the stage. You've mostly answered this question about preparation, but how should women prepare? Should they write letters to one another between groups? I'm certain that they have this. There's no point talking about it. They communicate very well together between groups. They of course it would be good if they united even more, if they learned even more as far as what they have, what they want on that day. This is a Congress that's going to last about 8 hours. Physically, it will last from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. local time. That's why they're worried that they're not going to... They don't want to miss the moment, they miss the opportunity. I'm certain that they will have everything ready. There is no need to stretch it out to 3 days like we do with the men. Also, you can't take a woman out of her life, away from all the chores that she has, all the jobs that she has, for more than a day. But you'll see, that's enough time. It's definitely going to be enough time. I'll come back to regular questions. We have a question from St. Petersburg. A lot of questions already coming up about the St. Petersburg Congress. Well, we're not going to talk about that now. I don't even know when it's going to happen. It's not in my competence to say that. But it's a general question about the series of congresses. It's like you have a bridge. We have different congresses spanning a bridge from Adala to St. Petersburg to America. So can we call this time between congresses bridges? Well, of course, we can, on different congresses, we can tackle different topics, but this depends on the specific atmosphere, where we are, what the region of the world, and of course, every region of the world has its own specific circumstances. That's why I can't speak in advance as far as a series of topics that we can take through all the congresses, but a local location does give a certain feel to a congress. But the workshops that we're going through right now, I will be giving them on the articles of Al Salam, so that we would feel very, like, get a very good feel for his articles. It's a shortened, constricted version of it, the essence of these articles, so that it would be understood by everyone. Just as today you asked, what's a mutual guarantee? Yesterday we went through it, and that's why today we can say more clearly what the mutual guarantee is, and people will understand it. Yesterday these questions were raised, and today the workshop that's going to be in an hour, we're going to try to go through the giving of the Torah, that article, and also a passage from it. The most important, the key here is to get a feeling of the main idea, and then to keep going, to move forward. And this is going to accumulate, this process. It will always be complementing and adding to itself with all of the essences of the main ideas of each article, so that internally we would develop a very clear understanding of where we're going, for all of these ideas to join together in one very clear message. The question about workshops. Currently, workshops are broadcast on the television, and they're aimed at the external public. How do we use them best for our preparation for the Congress? It's relevant that they are aimed at the external public. I didn't do it for the external public. I did it so that we would start speaking with a clear, simpler language. You know that people who study Kabbalah, they get used to it, and they start talking in these phrases that they study, these passages, formulas from the articles, and they feel that they can talk to each other, communicate together. I said, half phrase, I began speaking, and my friend already understands what I'm about to say. And that's incorrect, because in this, I as if rob myself and him. We need to be able to speak, to communicate our message clearly, our thoughts clearly. And they need to come from us. It shouldn't as if come from a book. That's why I'm very happy that now we're having these workshops broadcast on TV, where thousands of people are going to watch us, and this will force us, it will compel us to understand and speak the material clearly, simply. And I'm not going to let anyone off the hook. Just as yesterday, I said, how would you explain this to people? And this was an unpleasant surprise when I put them on the spot, but gradually they're gonna learn, especially the people that sit here around in the round table in the studio. They will always be different. They will today we'll have other people, they're new people, at least part of them. We began our workshops some time ago, but it's not that we have we're used to it. No, every time it's a very powerful action. You're sitting in a new circle, and it's always different. It's always new. But when the team is working, Of course, you have a mutuality. You have a mutual desire that's being built together, a mutual mind. You're creating a man. You're creating a dam. On the level, on the scale of the world, how does that happen? Gradually, every one of us, as if in his own group, assembles a small organ together, which that organ then assembles with the other organs. And what we collect, what we assemble, we all feel in our group of 10, and we have here, 20, 30 groups of 10. So we have 30 groups, let's say. And it follows that we have this tremendous amount of congregated desires. And then all of us together, this is not something, we have not done this yet. We will need to do it when all of these congregated groups of 10, they will gather together in their desires, and then all the groups will gather together. We'll get to that. We first need to, we need to get to that first. We need to learn to very quickly enter into mutual contact. I am sitting with 10 people. Within seconds, I can, bam, I'm in contact with them. That's the most important part for us right now, and to be within this contact for a long period of time and not disconnect. You know, when you gave us that formula of 30 seconds, it was very difficult for us because it turns out you were connected together. Yes. And that allowed us to formulate and things very quickly and very precisely. And you begin to start using this as you interact with people. It gives you a very good concentration. It's very good practice. And sometimes we'll be doing this. Yesterday we took advantage of this as well. But we're still fine tuning the method. But of course the workshops are our future. And these days, the holidays in Russia, there is the New Year's holiday. Our friends are asking how to best use it. We have our lessons and we have a workshop. What do we do with the rest of the time? Well, first of all, over the course of the day, I am here in the studio shooting material. Do they see this material? No? We can open for you a special channel that you can also watch, because they're also being translated, right? Interpreted at the same time, simultaneously. So you can be here as we're shooting all kinds of shows, conversations with my students. You can watch all of this. You can be with us in the studio for many hours in a day and see what's going on here. Besides, you have other opportunities. We have all kinds of actions, all kinds of events that are taking place. We have activities in the evening. I think that also in the archive you have such a tremendous amount of recorded material. Now, the question was more about, do you recommend that we conduct workshops between us, between the groups? I would say this. It's not necessary, it's not essential for you to be present in all the workshops, but you can repeat them. That's what I would say. Take a workshop that you've missed and repeat it between you. Ruslan and I were also talking about the idea of having the same schedule for a certain time zone for everyone to be in one action, and it would be convenient. This is actually already done in St. Petersburg, in Kiev, in Moscow, to have a schedule. So let's say we have an integral education, we have a series of an integral education, and everyone gets together at the same time and we all work together jointly over a project. Of course, you should do this. If you have a big vacation, people are free, then yes, of course, I would do that. If there is a chance to do this, then yes. Access care. This is based on a question from before. Wouldn't access care towards a person stop, prevent a person from developing? No, on the contrary, this it rouses a person. It stimulates them. It helps them accumulate to a certain work, to a certain task. He sees an example. We had a whole workshop on envy. He begins to see that they're caring for him, but what about him? What's he doing? In a regular group, if a person begins to see that he's being cared for, he drops his hands and he just flows along. But with us, it's completely different. When we begin to feel envy, this is what Prabhupada's articles talk about. So on the contrary, we need to show this and very clearly. We need to evoke this sensation within a person, the sensation that he's being cared for. Should there be a distinction and influence on a person from the Rav or from the friends? I'm not showing you any signs of affection. What do you feel that I do? Yes, of course. No, it's like using a stick instead of a carrot, if that's what you mean. Okay, so not care, influence. Influence, that's different. Of course, that's not anything I can... that's not something I can do anything about. This is my job, and I try to actualize it. I'm not a good example of this, because for me, I care for you in a different way. It's mainly invisible. What you see is... it's not what's really there. At least it's not the main... the thing that's there. It's the friends, not me. It's the friends. Only you can help one another. So that a person would simply just rise, forget about himself. This is only possible if you aim him in this way. The question, caring for the person's physical health, or what are we caring for? Caring for their corporal state, their corporal condition, or their spiritual state? We need to show a person as much as possible that you're thinking about them, about everything, both the corporal and the spiritual. The problem is, of course, we are in a special state when our means are limited and we are among lots and lots of people of that are alien to us, are strangers, and we're all disconnected in many different ways and separate. But you need to make a person feel, make them understand that you undertake all of their problems, both in this world and in spiritual life, in everything, so that they would have no worries on this earth, no corporal worries. And then his ego simply fades away, it dies. And he feels this very light state. He feels like he's floating in air. Like he's on 7th heaven, on the pillow. With respect to this, I want to say that we truly feel the world police support and their care as we prepare for the upcoming Congress. And we all truly anticipate and feel something great is going to happen. And in this regard, I wanted to ask you for a certain instruction. They say that the year 2013 is going to be a year of great changes. So how will our Congress affect these changes? I feel that this Congress is going to be a calm Congress, and as the year is going to be, relatively calm. These processes are delayed. Of course, it will keep problems will keep getting exasperated and worsened, but they're going to be delayed so as to prolong, delay this the crash. But we need to understand that this is a good period for us, a good opportunity for us to reorganize ourselves and to bundle up together even more, to learn to speak correctly with the public, to be able to get to their level, to be next to them, to show the people that there is a different way of development, and that is the only path that is the true and the path, and the only one that's available, the possible, that when they see that there is no other way, that there is nothing for us to be there, and it, so that it would be clear that we offer the only solution, instead of competing and trying to persuade or trying to beat this into them, that like the Soviet government used to do, that we are the only option, we're the only ones, we have the right method. But no, we need to work on ourselves and get closer to the people, and we'll be successful at it. That's why these workshops, no matter what people may be saying, and people may be upset that we're getting closer to the public, I want them to be closer to the public. If a person can very clearly articulate exalted things, that means they live in him, and he understands them, and he can translate them, convert them from where they are internally to in his own internal system, and then articulate them outward in simple, plain language. That's very, very important. So this is what we need to do. We need to lower the bar. Yes, Pasha? You have a lot of personal questions. Well, I don't need any personal questions. About the workshops, maybe? We're going to have a workshop coming up. A direction for the workshop. It's going to be on the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, meaning the method, the giving of the method of correction. Torah comes from the word or, light, meaning the giving of the method of the evoking of the light onto oneself. How can I draw the upper light so that it would correct me? That is the giving, that is the gift from above. That's why it's called giving. That's what we're going to do today, as much as we can, because it's going to be a shortened workshop. And if we don't finish, maybe we'll do it in the next one as well. And then the day after tomorrow, we're going to have another workshop. And we're going to move on from there. Maybe to the article, The Peace. That's how they go. That's the sequence. First, giving of the Torah, then Arvut, mutual guarantee, and then the peace. But for, we took the mutual guarantee first. That was the request. And today is the giving of the Torah, and the next one's going to be the peace, and so on. We're going to go through all the articles in their shortened versions so that everyone has a very clear, precise summary of the article, and to so that everyone be able to articulate maximum within one page to render the article, or maybe even half a page. That's really the idea, to compact everything in such a way within a person so that he would be able to use it for himself to compact all this material into a single system and be able to express it very simply to any person in the world, because every one of us aims to be a teacher. That's essentially it. We have come to the end of our lesson, and I thank my helpers for today, and I hope to meet you an hour from now at our workshop, and then again on the Gathering of Friends. And then again at the morning lesson. So we always have a meeting scheduled ahead. Be well. I hug you all. Good luck.
יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים עונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למצוא את העליון כי שם הוא מסתתר לחפוץ תנהג לחברים עשה זאת בשמחה היא רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים נע את הרצון לישון ולברר יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות